Fedoric Show on News Talk 610 CKTV.
Live and on the location for a Friday afternoon. I don't know who did the scheduling for this broadcast, but picked up absolutely perfect day. What a lovely day to be in the port, to be in Port Dalhousie. And we are at the Harbor Club. You remember the former Lincoln Fabrics building? It's now being developed into the condo building named the Harbor Club. And we are inside the Harbor Club sales pavilion. And we are open if you are looking to find out more information here or just come say hello for the afternoon. Flip through the pages of this beautiful book here to see what this is going to be, what it's going to look like here. I mean, we get a rough idea already, but more to come. And I'm sitting here at the sales pavilion with the president of the Port Dalhousie Harbor Club, Sheldon D. Rosen. Hello, Sheldon.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you for having me here. It's a beautiful spot here.
And you're right. It's the most beautiful day in the last several weeks, and the waterfalls are falling, and the water is running. It's absolutely beautiful.
It's beautiful, and it's just there's a calm on the water because it's not that breezy today. This is what summer is if we remember from last year, right?
This is an outstanding day, and hopefully it'll be typical of the summer moving forward.
I hope so. I hope so. And I don't mind this. This is not too hot. It's just perfect. It's just perfect where we are now. As you come in the sales pavilion, and I'm facing it right now. This artist's rendering, it looks like a photo of what, that's the photo, that's what it's going to be?
That's what it's going to be. That is a rendering that is photorealistic, and it is taken from the waterside in the harbor, more or less from the pedestrian bridge, looking at the waterside of the project. And it is illustrative of pretty much what it's going to look like, because those are the latest drawings that were given to the city for their approval. And you can see that there is some really beautiful restoration work that's gone on. And as well, there's going to be a harbor with approximately 30 boats, which will be for the use and enjoyment of the residents of the building themselves, and an outdoor amenity space overlooking the harbor. Really quite exciting.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that picture alone, just you can only show so much, but you're talking about all the things going on. What is the timing on this? How are things developing?
Interesting question. We have, since our first discussions with the city, been at this for almost 2.5 years.
Right.
So approvals are now in hand, and we anticipate that as soon as we reach our criteria for pre-sales, which we think from the looks of things and the activity that we've been experiencing gladly, will be in about 30 days or so.
Oh, really? Okay, great.
We will then be able to start pulling building permits and have a shovel in the ground, hopefully just at the turn of the year, January 2020.
If you can sort of paint this picture for us by words, because part of that is, of course, Lincoln Fabrics, right?
Yes.
That's where am I? That's right there.
Correct.
It's kind of behind us here. So for people who haven't been here or seen it, that's a crucial part of it, is that facade and everything to be incorporated into this new Harbor Club.
The entire original building, which is about a 1905 building, is being restored very meticulously. There were two additions done to the building, one on the back, which is going to be demolished because it was a later addition and it is in poor repair. Mm-hmm. So that will be demolished and replaced with a new addition, which will have about half of the project within it. And it'll be more or less contemporary building type suites. The loft portion, which is the heritage portion, is all of the original Lincoln Fabrics building, restored back to its original dimensions and carefully crafted back to its original shape. New windows that will have heritage aspects to it. And as well, it has the high ceilings and the big windows.
Oh, yeah.
More than 75% of the entire facade of the old building is window. Over the years, a lot of the windows were bricked in or blocked in for legitimate purposes of not allowing sunlight to bleach certain processes that were going on.
At the fabric
plant, all of that
yeah.
will be brought back, so yeah. It'll be the original building that you'll be seeing.
Wow. And I was looking at some of the lofts or the plans and pictures. Just gorgeous. Absolutely.
Thank you very much. We've tried very hard because this particular building is geared for people who enjoy large spaces, and it's quite unlike an urban restoration that you might find, for instance, in a city like Toronto.
Yeah.
These suites are two or three times larger than would be required in a city like Toronto, because we're not anticipating first home buyers. We're really anticipating a move down, more mature audience, and that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. You said two or three times. I'll bet you it's even bigger, because people hear condo development now, and they think often of Toronto and these little cubes that people live in, you know. This is spacious and gorgeous, and you mentioned the ceilings and the windows. It's a great feeling of space,
yeah,
I think.
I'm from Toronto, but I've chosen my suite in this building.
That'd be good for you.
And I cannot wait to get it finished. So I will be spearheading the building process and hoping that it goes as fast as possible. It'll probably take up to 2 years to build a building.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. This lovely book here, and there are copies for people who come in, is terrific. This shows you, I was looking through the pages, and it's, you also have views of, so if I live here, these are going to be my views, kind of thing. You
exactly.
Have those pictures.
We had drone pictures, drone photography done, and what we asked the drone people to do was fly your drone up the side of the building and look in each direction. So they had drone shots looking in each of the cardinal directions from the building, and they chose a crystal clear day, yeah, like today, actually, so it's absolutely lovely. But we're going to be able to show each purchaser what the view from their specific suite will look like from these drone shots, and they run continuously on the screens that we, yeah, have in the sales pavilion.
Isn't that terrific? Drones to me are like almost like computers. What do we do without them? I can't remember, because you get these great shots now. It's perfect. I mentioned we're at the sales pavilion, 63 Lakeport. Now, that's... Are we calling it that address? Because that's the address of the
Lincoln Fabrics.
So we're at 63 Lakeport Road in Port Dalhousie. Sales Pavilion is open, but the grand opening officially is tomorrow? Or
tomorrow is the first day where we will have general admission, but it's by appointment. So when you,
okay,
come in, your anticipation should be making an appointment to come back and be treated very specially on a one-to-one basis.
All right. And I always marvel, I mentioned it before, at the sales pavilions that are set up for things like this, because they, in fact, themselves are so gorgeous. But this won't be here afterwards, right?
Interestingly enough, the city was very, very clever in insisting that we, to the extent possible, open up the views of the harbor to public space.
Right.
So we've agreed to take down this beautiful building. It's a beautiful building.
And
it's heartbreaking to think of it, but we're taking down this building and making it into a public park.
Nice.
So it'll be forever a park right on the water. So
In the long run, that's going to be the best idea, though, right next to the beautiful Harbor Club development and all that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's great. Now, I'm here for the rest of the day. You're here the rest of the day. You're going to come back later, and
I'll be happy to.
We'll talk some more.
Absolutely.
Sheldon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sheldon D. Rosen is president of the Port Dalhousie Harbor Club. That's where I am right now, 63 Lakeport Road, Port Dalhousie, and we're at the Sales Pavilion. We're going to be here all afternoon talking about the Harbor Club and also talking about a few other things coming up in the program. More on the Harbor Club right after the news. That's next on CKTV.